This is Anthony is my squirrel, aka Liz, here with the third official episode of Adrenaline Junkies and Crooked Smiles.
Okay. I'm Pure Ambition Rotting, and aka Demi. Hi.
Hi, I'm Sisterhood Fan, aka Lay.
And I'm Zombies Around This Town, aka Brittany.
So, Demi, let's talk about your venture into the podcast world.
Wow. Not much to say, really. I was supposed to do it from the start. Webcam theme's broken and evil and... yeah. And now I'm here.
Yay! Alright, so we've been having a bit of a problem with everyone's time zones. So, Brittany, do you want to go ahead and explain what we're going to end up doing?
So on Saturdays, we decided to do it with Jimmy and the rest of everybody. And then on Saturdays, hopefully, we don't know yet, we're going to do them with me in, like, the early mornings, pretty much for most of us.
Actually, so, with Neve, we can probably do, like, mid-afternoon.
Well, it's nice to know now.
Sorry, I was trying to find a time that would work for everyone, and then it didn't, and yeah, it's all my fault.
Okay.
Yeah, like that last one, that was like May 12 o'clock at night. You know how you're trying to organize it? No?
I love your accent.
That was random.
It wasn't random.
It's randomish.
How is that random?
It just was.
Okay.
Just face the facts, woman.
Brittany, I could barely hear you.
Sorry, I just don't like talking loud when other people can hear me.
Speak louder.
I don't want to.
Okay.
So, I guess we should discuss our pen names.
Oh, that.
Alright, so pen names. Woohoo! So, I'm going first? Yes?
Yep.
That's what it says.
Okay, well, mine's a really long, rather rambling, and pretty weird story. So, I was reading fanfiction in my dining room table one day. Not in the table, at the table, because in the table would just be weird. But there's a sliding glass door right next to the table, so you can see outside into the backyard. And I was reading fan fiction and starting to type up a review for one of my favorite stories when randomly this squirrel shows up and starts making these weird noises. And so I decided to name him Anthony after Edward, because Anthony's Edward's middle name, for those of you who didn't know that. And if so, you should go hide your head in shame. But... so I decided Anthony really liked fanfiction, and I started using him to threaten people, saying a little squirrel named Anthony would come after them if they didn't update their stories or whatever. And so, but then my beta started stealing Anthony, so I decided to make it very clear that Anthony was my squirrel. So that is the long, rambling story of my pen name.
Didn't you used to use him to threaten people to review?
No, see, that was the beta. Stealing him.
Right. Yes. Okay. Well, with mine, I just sort of, the screen came up, and I'm like, okay, I need to write something, so, I don't know, random. It makes, like, no sense at all, but... yes.
Okay. Well, for mine, I was a really big fan of the Sister of the Chowling Pants books before Twilight. And it kind of just stuck with me instead of just doing, like, Twilight Lover or whatever. So it's easier to remember.
Yeah, mine's pretty much self-explanatory. I like zombies. Ooh.
Liz, yours was the longest explanation.
And the weirdest.
Okay.
Silences.
Yeah, we really need to work on those.
I know, they're just kind of there.
Saying no more awkward silences.
No. That's our goal. Starting now, that's our goal. No more. So someone's always got to be talking.
Yeah.
All the time.
All the time. We need a little person who never shuts up.
Oh, wait.
We can have Niv or Neve.
Neve.
Eve.
I said that. Niv.
Who's eating?
Someone's eating?
Well, sorry if I like chewing gum.
Alright, anyway. New moon. Why am I the taskmaster here?
Because you started it.
Yeah.
You're our, like, lead cheerleader.
Woohoo!
You're the alpha.
Should get our, like, a uniform.
I know, huh? We should get, like, jackets with our names on them.
With We Are Awkward People on the front.
Yes.
And hats.
Paper hats.
We get towels and, you know, the drink cups at sports.
Yes.
And, like, the pencils at IKEA.
Oh, we can make a whole freaking merchandising
thing.
Yeah.
New moon, people. New moon.
Oh, yeah. Huh. We always get off track.
So, how do we think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be good.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be better than Twilight.
I was going to say that.
Totally. Did you guys see those clips yet?
I saw them.
Yeah. Those crappy clips, but we still got them.
I downloaded those.
I've only seen the little mini trailer.
Really? Yeah.
You guys haven't seen the clips yet?
You're missing out.
Yeah, they showed them at Comic-Con. Like, somebody recorded it, and you hear, like, Bangert and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You should watch.
Later.
Okay. What's your favorite scene?
I really can't wait to see all the stuff in Italy. I think that's just going to be phenomenal on screen.
I can't wait to see it all. I don't really have something I'm waiting for. I just want to see it all happen.
I want to see the breakup scene.
We all do.
Scene.
No, that's going to break my heart. I could barely read that.
I want to see the reunion scene, too.
I want to see Bella jumping off the cliff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be good. I heard that, like, isn't it like CG Bella?
She's probably going to have no emotion anyways, you know.
Probably.
Chris White.
I think he did a good job, as far as what I'm saying.
He has a funny last name.
I haven't really done any research on him, so I can't give a say-so one way or the other.
Neither, but I like him better than Catherine Hardwicke, that's for sure. I hate her.
She wasn't that bad.
I hate her. With capital H.
Why do you hate her?
I just think she's a really crappy director. I don't like how her movies were, like, I like the plots of the movies, but I just don't like how they were, like, shown and stuff.
True.
See, I just hate her from, like, all the deleted scenes on the DVD. She just annoys me.
I know, huh?
Why?
She's just there, and her hair annoys me. Honestly, like it's some shampoo.
She, like, tries to be younger than she is. She's, all, like, trying to be cool, and I have problems. So, Team Edward or Team Jacob?
Edward for sure.
Team Edward, all the way.
All the way.
What about you, Demi?
Team Jasper. It's Edward and Jacob annoy me. They're just too perfect.
Yeah, but I think Edward and Bella deserve each other.
They do.
I don't know, I have problems with all the couples, and, like, the only people that I don't have a problem with being in a relationship is Carlisle and Esme, but the rest, I just feel like they wouldn't work out in real life.
Yeah.
I feel like Rosalie and Emmett would maybe work, but...
I don't think they would. I think Emmett deserves someone who'd love him better than Rosalie does. All her love is to herself and her, you know.
Not all of her love.
She's Emmett deserves someone else.
Alright, so why are we team whatever team we are?
Because Edward's awesome.
I never said what team I was on.
Then say it.
Now's a perfect time.
I'm guessing Team Switzerland. Well, actually, I don't really root for anyone. I'm just team everyone, I guess, in a way.
So you're even the girls?
Even the girls, yeah. I'm team vampire.
Team vampire specifically? So the werewolves
team
are out.
No, team vampire. Like I'm
oh,
just
vampire.
I run with everyone except for Bella. and Rosalie. I don't know, there's some people I don't like, but mostly I'm just cool with everyone.
See now, Rosalie, if you really think about it, she has reasons for acting the way she did. I mean, if you were frozen forever emotionally, the way you were just after you had been raped, how would you act?
Well, yeah, I understand
but
that.
Yeah, but you have to get that conceded. You would let people into your...
And then it goes quiet.
And yeah, it's because we're breaking up, and then we just don't know like when to talk and when not to talk.
Because we're all talking on top of each other and other fun things.
Yeah, we just like try to like let someone have their turn, but then it ends up being silence.
And now it's quiet again.
Yep. Okay, so why are we on the teams we're on?
Because Edward's awesome.
Thank you for that lovely, eloquent explanation, Lee.
It's simple.
You're welcome.
Alright, Demi, why Team Jasper?
I don't know. Well, okay, Edward and Jacob both annoy me. And, I don't know, Jasper, he just doesn't seem to, you know... Am I allowed to swear on here? I don't know.
Yeah,
okay.
I can mark it as explicit.
Like, doesn't... Okay. Anyway, he doesn't, like, seem to care or, like, give a fuck, you know? He's just there, and if he wants something, he'll do it. But then there's, like, a passionate side.
I don't know.
Like, I don't think... Silence!
Jasper is awesome.
Everyone likes Jasper. I don't think...
Ooh, different, somewhat related question. Okay, so we're all talking about who we think is best for Bella, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so who do you think would be best for you?
Emmett.
Jimmy.
You're really making us choose between fictional people?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd still choose Edward.
But who do you think is best for you?
Seth, 100%.
Who do you think I'd say Jacob, even though I hate him.
Is that a bird background?
What?
Well, that's crazy.
It's like a bird or a child.
A boat? What?
It sounds like there's a bird or a child in the background.
Oh, it's Alex. He's jumping on the couch. Like, he's just, like, jumping from the couch onto the floor and making the house shake.
Nice.
Oh. Plus, I have people giggling on my end.
Yeah, I heard that. I was like, that's not Alex, so it's gotta be someone else's kid.
So, Demi, I didn't hear who you said.
Someone's throwing a tantrum.
No, he's just making noises. He's playing.
Okay.
So, anti-Bella, do you guys like Bella or not?
I think she's an idiot.
I did like her, but the longer I spend away from the books, the less and less appealing she is.
Same here, Homeskillet.
Yeah. She just seems really naive.
no, she's really kind of an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sort of goes beyond naive into semi-moronic.
Yeah. Moronic.
So we all, like, don't like Bella. We're all in the same boat.
Yep.
Alright, so your dad or Charlie?
Charlie.
My daddy.
My dad.
Charlie's cool, though.
He is. I would have my dad. I want him as an uncle.
Yes, Charlie could be my awesome uncle.
Uncle Charlie.
He can be like a stepdad.
Or that works, too.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Dropping things.
It's cool.
Okay, so Fit Grex.
Lee.
Oh, right, I go first. Okay, so, the two fics that I'm going to recommend, I think I found either through the awards site or the Indie Twyfic Awards. So, yeah, if you like them, there are places to vote for them, just so you know. But, so the first one is Once Upon a Time in Therapy by Ali R. And basically, Bella's friends think the way she's handling her breakup with Jacob is unhealthy, so they send her to therapy with Dr. Jasper. And I'm not very far in this fic, but it sounds really entertaining.
And yeah, then,
and then the other one is Guns N' Roses by Rosie Wild. And I forget what it's about because it's been a while since I looked at it, but let me just look at the summary really quickly. In case you can't tell, I'm not very prepared for today. Okay. So basically, Bella and Edward are both human during Edward's time period. So, and Edward goes off to World War I. And then when he comes back, how they deal with each other and stuff.
Ew.
So yeah, those are my fic recs.
Cool.
Worth working. Okay. Sorry.
Awkward silence.
A little bit awkward. Just a teeny bit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my first one is Tropic of Virgo by Inna Blue Barthrobe.
Ooh, I'm reading that one too.
That's really good. Yeah, I like that because it's sort of like indie, in a way. And then Youth, I think it's Youth, Caesar, and the Never Ending Needle.
Also reading that one.
Spar Humway or something, 150. And like where Edward's sent to live with Bella and Charlie. And like he's got all these rules that he can't do, and he's still, you know. He was adopted or something, and then he's friends with Alice, and it's like all the characters are sort of like really eccentric. And it's just a lot of random, you know, get together sort of thing.
Okay. My first one is Wide Awake by Inkscottis 003. I think everyone knows what that's about.
No, I have no idea.
I've never even heard of that story.
No, not at all.
Enough of the sarcasm, you guys. I just started reading. It's really good. And then the second one would be Living in Meyer.
A great one.
Huh?
A great one.
Yeah. By Bookworm XX3. And yeah, that's it.
So I guess my turn.
Yep.
My first one is Change Heartache into Courage by Pixie Stick CC, which is pretty much Edward and Alice died in the newborn army. And so now it's just like Bella and Jasper dealing with everything together. It's a really good story, though. And then my second one is Wandering Star by Gina NB. I felt like it was only fair to bring her into this, and it's like, yeah. But which is it's like the best Renesmee tell ever, and it's just superly awesome. And yeah, aren't I good at describing things?
You are.
I was telling that.
What?
Gina's one, Al, whatever his name is. Like, the one with Renesmee. Well,
yeah,
not Dylan,
like
whatever.
Like, yeah. I think. yeah.
It was a little like, hug him. Or is that just me? Probably.
What now? I'm so freaking, like, totally confused. I feel like I'm in a freaking, like, kindergartner in, like, 10th grade.
No, I said, like, I just want to hug him.
Ew.
He just seems huggable.
Oh, I like Sunny.
Yeah.
Silence.
Silence. We should, like, make a song about silence.
The silence song. It goes like this. And there's the song.
Do-do-do-do-do-do, silence world.
That's almost...
I know, but it's a good tune.
Dude, you can make that stuck in my head now.
I know, huh? Whoa.
Speaking of songs, what's your favorite song of the moment?
Who?
Anyone.
Yeah, anyone.
At the moment, I don't really have a favorite song, but my most recent favorite song was probably Evil Angel by Breaking Benjamin, which actually inspired one of my fics, so, yeah.
Ew.
Awesome. Never heard of it.
It's a good song.
I've heard of Breaking Benjamin.
I haven't.
Because you only listen to a certain type, a genre or genre.
What about you?
I guess I will go. I have two favorite songs at the moment. Let Down by This Providence and a Toxic cover by A Static Lullaby.
Nice.
Yeah. What about you, Demi?
At the moment, Ignorance by Paramore.
Ooh, shocker.
No, I only heard it today, and it's already, you know, made its way up there, because I hadn't heard it before. And then I like Drive, Drive by Amber Calling.
Never heard
Australia.
Of that.
They're from Adelaide, so, yeah.
From where?
You should MySpace them.
I probably will. Hopefully,
yes.
Maybe not, I don't know. What about you, Liz?
I already went. It's Lee's turn.
I mean, Lee.
Lay, sorry.
Lay. Sorry, the three words and letters, it just gets confusing.
Sure it does. Okay, mine is Paparazzi by Lady Gaga.
Ooh. Oh, that was supposed to be a gagging noise, but it didn't come out right.
It sounded
more like a cat.
No, it sounded like you were being strangled.
Lady Gaga is awesome, okay?
She's
total mainstream.
She's a what?
Total mainstream.
Yeah, as if I know what that means.
I knew you were going to say that.
Okay.
This is too short, you guys. We need a...
Well, you're the one who wrote the outline.
It was longer because I thought that at the time, because I thought I was going to get cut off, so I didn't want to be cut off, so I made everything shorter than it actually was.
Oh, nice.
But I could add in something that was going to be originally in.
All right, let's do that.
So, what is currently going on with our stories for the, you know, the people that are, you know. Probably have a couple more, but I don't remember.
Alright, who wants to go first?
Wait, I don't get what you mean, though.
Like, what's going on with our stories? Like, what's going on with us and, like, our updating and our, like, if we have a new story in the works or whatnot.
Okay. Who's going first?
I guess I will. I've never been very good about updating ever. So if you read my stories, keep that in mind. But Coincidence is on its final chapter, for real. It's what? The epilogue that's coming up.
Yeah, I was so sad. I finally, like, jumping in that story, and it's almost over. It's like, what the hell?
So I have about a paragraph of the epilogue written. And then my other story, Evil Angel, I have about a sentence of the next chapter written, because I'm so organized like that.
Nice.
Cool.
What about you, Demi?
Let everything know. I suck with updates.
I know.
Really suck with yeah. Shut up. I know. I just don't have any inspiration, so I've sort of been working on Emergency and The Illusion a little bit. And Emergency is now a collaboration with Jay Fresh, but no one wants to help me with The Illusion.
I'll help you if you really okay. need it. I'll help you.
Okay. So I just feel so bad because I start them, and then I have, like, outlines and stuff, and I just never get around to doing it. I prefer Fiction Press.
Yeah, that's part of my problem, too. I've been focusing a lot on my Fiction Press story recently.
Is that the one with, Light for the Month thing?
Yeah, it's the one that I was originally writing for National Novel Writing Month.
That's really good. I read it the other day. Forgot to review.
Compliments are always appreciated.
I'll check it out sometime. I just don't know. Is your Fiction Press name the same as this one, or?
No, but I think it links it on my fanfiction profile.
Okay, I'll find it and read it and whatnot and review it. And, yeah.
Be kind. There are many errors because I use my microphone to write things I already have written in my notebook because typing takes forever. But that also means I end up with a lot of really unusual typos.
It's okay, I understand typos. So Liz, what about you? You're not Liz. Oh my god, I'm gonna keep doing this. I have friends that always start with the same name. Oh, okay, Lay, what's going on with your stuff?
Well, I don't really want to update right now. I have, how many stories do I have, Brittany?
Like six?
Six that I started, and all of them, I don't really, except one of them, the Show Me the Sky one. I don't want to update anymore. It's sad.
I know, Mimi.
Because in so, one, like, someone's gonna die.
They are?
I hate you, Lay. Tell me this and you won't even update?
That's why I don't want to update, because, like, I know someone's gonna die in one of them, and...
Because
it's gonna be
but, right. Who's gonna die? Wait, Emma, who's gonna die?
I'm not gonna say.
I just say that someone's gonna die and leave it.
I know, it's just like her. She's such a meanie, obese.
I like cliffhangers.
Oh, me too. I love torturing my readers, it's so much fun.
Yeah, I don't know whether that was sarcastic or not, but yeah.
No, it wasn't sarcastic, because I love all the angry reviews they send me, threatening me with various things. I find it amusing and entertaining.
Yeah. It's better than just like, OMG, I love your story. Update soon.
Oh, I hate that.
That's annoying.
I'd rather have them think of creative ways to hurt me.
Like, I'll stab you with a knife.
I threatened somebody today.
I've been threatened with a shoe, a watermelon, knives, a truck full of kumquats.
Kumquats?
Yes.
Whoa.
Is that a fruit?
Yes.
I thought it was
meat
or something.
Oh, and my personal favorite, an emu.
An emu?
Emu?
Yes.
An emu or an emu?
Emu.
Like an emu, like the animal.
What's yes. an yeah. emu gonna do?
I don't know, an emu. I'm gonna cut myself.
Emu. E-M-U.
Not
I know.
Emo.
I know, but emo, emu. First time I heard emo, I was like, emo? And now they're like, emo. I was like, emo? It was like, took a minute. I was like, what the hell's an emo? An emu?
I just can't pronounce things.
Me neither.
Alright, so Brittany, you're the only one who hasn't talked about your stores.
Yes, but that's how I always put myself last when I do things.
Yep.
So I'm only working on three things, which two of them are co-written. But I want to start a new story, but I just can't really figure out what to do. I have like a list of so many things to do that I want to do. But yeah, so I'm update usually, like I usually do. So yeah, that's it for me.
All right, so I think that about wraps everything up.
Does anyone else have anything to say?
Oh, quick note. I'm going on vacation next week, so we probably won't be able to do the podcast until I get back.
Where are you going?
North Carolina.
Fun.
See, now I can think where that is.
Cool. You know, there's a South Carolina and a North Carolina, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. I sound like a ditzy blonde.
You do.
Alright, so anyone else have anything to add?
Yeah, tell us how to make us stop with the awkward silences.
Yeah.
Suggest ideas.
It's like a disease.
If we have ideas, we won't have awkward silences.
Yeah, we got some comments, which were, like, made me and Lay, like, so freaking happy. We're like, oh my god, we got comments.
I know.
There were two of them.
Three, actually.
Yeah, but that's two more than none.
Well, one was from a girl that I told her that I talked about her story in our podcast, so she went, like, she, like, had the hardest time trying to find it, but she eventually did.
Nice.
All right, so unless anyone has anything else to add, I'll go ahead and wrap us up.
Okay.
So this is of Adrenaline Junkies and Crooked Smiles signing off with our third episode.
Bye.
Ciao.
See ya.
Adios.